Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, Rachel, and thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast. Today, I want to talk about wolves, not Buford wolves, just wolves. In Matthew's gospel, in chapter 7, verse 15, the text says, "Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves." Now, when you think about it, wolves are not detected because of inferior costume design. I mean, the opposite is actually true. They know their craft and dress themselves accordingly, right? I mean, they've studied the trends and understand the importance of adapting to sheep's ever-changing preferences and desires. And, you know, solid branding is key, right? And lucky for the wolf, it's never been easier to, well, be a wolf. Wolves know what to capitalize on. Instant gratification is on the short list of that, I'm pretty sure, but so are little, you know, pithy tweets and expertly filtered memes that can eclipse actual Bible knowledge any day of the week. Social responsibility, always a boom for business. And of course, well, you know, trying to look through the looking glass and try to figure out who your best you is, or just being you, well, could result in things like hashtag selfie, or hashtag self-love, or hashtag self-care, or hashtag self. Wolves appeal to the masses of people. They're not hawking dissension or controversy. That would be insane. Controversy might sustain a second-rate blog, but it's not going to fill stadiums. I mean, unity, inspiration, and goodwill are what pay dividends and sell a sick amount of swag. Hashtag ka-ching. Oh, yeah. And it makes the world a better place and whatnot. Who are you to judge anything or anyone, the wolf says, hoping to counteract any possible discernment that you might possess. And we're just here to spread love and be awesome. I mean, can't you hear it? I mean, follow me more, or hashtag, if say what you want to hear, that just seems to work, right? Unity, used cars, timeshare, spirituality, it seems to make no difference. They're all just products to the wolf. And like any salesman worth their weight in gold, I suppose, the wolf knows the product better than the consumer does. The wolf relies on creativity and messaging and branding and personality. I mean, sure, Jesus might be discussed and his name thrown around, but mostly in some anecdotal sort of way, not in the he is the Messiah, the Son of the living God, the Savior of the world sort of way. That would make Jesus the headliner. That'd be bad for wolf's business. Wolves draw attention to themselves and their name and their products, and they never point toward Jesus, the Son of the living God. And most destructively, they take on goodness and love with narratives far more on trend than, well, the dusty words of an old text like, well, the New Testament. Wolves use all possible means to satisfy their hunger for recognition and honor, status, or wealth, or superiority, or being able to lord themselves over somebody. And in a time when vain and glorious behavior seems to be celebrated more and more, and selfish ambition looks like high energy, do good, well, those are wolves. It's Satan on one shoulder and an angel on the other, and you're having this ongoing battle about what is it and why is it so hard to detect. But detect it we must, unless we're deceived. So how do we do that? Well, for starters, we quit consuming. We stop opting for one-off Jesus stories and spiritual inspiration and go directly to the inspired Word of God. We read his stories and meditate on his words, and we replace instant gratification with long-term soul satisfaction by allowing Jesus to determine our preferences, our desires, and our reasoned responses. We reject any message promising ease or lack of resistance as contrary to Jesus' example and message. We learn who he is and who we are in him. We are forever chosen, not by wolves to be exploited, but chosen by the true and the living God to be with him now and for all eternity. Well, I thank you for joining me on today's weekday podcast. I shared this wonderful short devotion that I found in the book, The Chosen, 40 Days with Jesus, Book 1. I hope you'll take time to grab a copy of it and be sure to watch the show, The Chosen. It will let you see Jesus and you in Jesus in a whole nother light. God bless you, friend, and thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.